Blog Talk Radio.
First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air, no doubt. All right.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this the hottest day of the week.
Preceding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates the bring about specifics and the rule based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the airplane that your thoughts transmits it. Preceding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. Order. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Radio. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the airplane that your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, these clues are given throughout the various languages was to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories, shit that works.
You have activated Python Land, which have produced this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
I wake up in the morning and I stretch my limbs. I sing a couple hymns and fetch my Tim's. Tip some herbs, see strictly rules on them. I'll take some fresh fruit and squeeze the juice from them. I don't drink milk that produces phlegm. I don't care if it's low fat or even skim. And this is the way we stay fit and trim. So you don't ever off me diet or hit the gym. I don't eat spam or green eggs and ham. I like the whole wheat toast with the strawberry jam. That's the type of man that I am. I eat the food that grows up from the land. The rice, the beans, the wheat, the corn, and the yam. So I don't need approval from Uncle Sam. Cause what God made, no man could brand. But there's still a few things that you don't understand. I don't drink soda, no Coca-Cola. When my feeling fell out, I broke a molar. I shine like solar, chill like the polar. Cavs kick the old school rap like Dola. Might check the insight of this Mike Cola. Still be an MC if I could live my life over. Rock on. Yo. So give me the wheat, the old wheat, and nothing but the wheat. Come make me teach the people how to eat. Give me the brown rice and the ground spice. The brown sugar and the steam yoga sounds nice. Bring me spring water and the morning and the night. To flush out my body, keep me complex and bright. And when me feel ill, I use the good earth feel. I drink my aloe vera and I use the golden seal. The steel's dropping, it's sour stop, boy, if you're real. Strictly ice, how that's vital. Now what you deal? I do my sit-ups, my push-ups, and my jumping jacks. I spend hours in the studio, bumping tracks. I hold a ceremony, and I only come with facts. See, I love hip-hop, but still something lacks. And I know you saw my name on the flyer, and it came through the wire that I'm on fire like Richard Pryor, Dallas, Bob Evans, Oscar Myers, while I'm all natural like Briar.
So this is how I get down with my bad self. When my dough is low, I thank God I have health. Cause I know without that, I'll lose everything else. So say grace, make space, let's put food on the shelf. Okay, watch how me do, okay, watch how me do. Cause some of the I'm on a leg shot for the crew. Me, I'm up Samaki and the steam collie loose. The rice and the peas and the sweet cherry juice. And all the other good things that nature produce. Like the herbs and roots, the vegetables and the fruits. It's organically grown, reaped and sown without the use of chemicals or genetical clones. So naturally, I stay fresh without preservatives in my rhyme when it's time for me to serve the kids the good food. All my rhymes are dope, and I don't need FDA approval. These rhymes have been scientifically proven to add 10 years to your life, so eat them up.
Peace. You back once again with First World Radio, your host, Dr. Aline Bay. We're here tonight getting ready to get into this deep discussion on Urban Kryptonite. I'm getting ready to bring in my co-host, Brother Fahim L. Are you here, brother?
Peace, God.
Peace, peace. How are you tonight?
Well, brother, real well. How you doing, brother?
Doing well, doing well. We're getting ready to get into a good discussion tonight. You know, we're going to deal with Urban Kryptonite. I'm going to bring on Brother Insight in a few moments, but I want to go over some of this information. The Urban Kryptonite is a new documentary film on health, and it will be having its world premiere. That's Monday night, June 23rd, at the National Black Theater at 7 p.m. in Harlem, USA. All right, so... that's in New York. So there will be this will be the day after the Dr. Ali Muhammad and versus Brother Polite debate in the same location. The price will be $10. All right. The film will be dealing with quite a bit of topics on the health issues. It says African roots, foreign diseases is the first health documentary ever to be deep into the mystifying quandaries of disease and death in the African and the African diaspora community. It says, at present, African Americans comprises approximately 14% of the United States national population, yet they suffer disproportionately from a myriad of diseases that are believed to be genetic. Oddly enough, there is no empirical data linking the ancient ancestral continental Africans to many of these modern day so-called diseases. All right, so in other words, in our natural habitat of when we are eating organic or natural foods, whether we're on the continent or either in the diaspora, we still do not possess or have diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, rheumatism, etc. Says, contrary to conventional wisdom, enslaved Africans did not arrive to the shores of America as sick people. This film addresses all of the folklore and propaganda associated with the sickness in the black community. All right, so we wanted to get that out, and we want to bring on the brothers, Brother Insight.
Peace to the God. What's going on, Dr. Aline?
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Peace, Brother L. It's always good to hear y'all brother's voice, man. Thank you both for the opportunity, as well as the Queen, to be on the show tonight. I consider it an honor and a pleasure. And you know you, my man. I love you and the work that you keep doing, brother. Hey, and them two joints you play, I need them bad. Them two joints hot, yo. I love that joint.
That's Brother Akbar. Good food, brother. That's Brother Akbar.
Yeah. And that first joint was you rapping on there, right? That was you flowing, right?
No comment.
right. There you go. I got to get that. You got to send me that joint, God. But for real, man, thanks again, though, brother.
All right, so what you got for us tonight on Urban Kryptonite, Brother Insight? Why should the people go in order to support this documentary, this world premiere, which will be showing Monday night, June 23rd at the National Black Theater, at 7 p.m. in Harlem, USA. Why should they go and support this?
Well, I want you to, before I give my answer, I want you to bring in my partner because he's the man of the hour. I'm just assisting him with this film, and if
okay.
we can get him in here, Brother Damien. But I'll give my
Brother
answer.
Damien, you here, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, God. I'm here.
All right,
here,
all right,
family.
All right. Peace, brother. How you doing tonight?
All is well, man. Much respect from Detroit, man, to
Much
the family
respect
out there.
To you
I appreciate
too, God.
Y'all.
No doubt.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you that question. We're going to have to tag team that question there because that's a question in which that those who are listening definitely need to go and support, but give them the reasons why. You know, what is it that they can get and you know from this documentary, from this film?
Well, let me lay a quick foundation, then I'm going to throw an alley-oop to Damien because Damien is He a professional basketball player. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be brought up in the film as well, and I'll let him get into that. But just to get some background and some foundation, I met Damien a couple years ago through a mutual friend from high school, and he told me about his book, Urban Kryptonite, and I thought it was real interesting. You know, he's addressing the health issues of our people, and it was a very, very powerful book. He gave me the book, and then he's like, yo, I want to do a documentary of the same title. I want to bring some of the best and brightest minds as it pertains to black health and black biology, so we can have a documentary that addresses our situation unlike any other documentary as it pertains to health. Like you said, we are 14% of this country's population, but yet we lead across the board in all major diseases. So when he said he wanted to do this film, I'm like, yo, that's dope, man. Like, this could be the health version of Hidden Colors, you know what I mean? So I told him, I said, man, all you need to do is get the best and brightest. And I helped him pick out some people to be in the film. And you definitely want to come see this film because it's going to be jam-packed with much information. And the people really want this information to share with their families, man, so we can start healing ourselves from the inside out. But I'll throw it to Damien and let him attack it as well.
Well, I appreciate that. And Diallo and my family, much of my family, you know, most of those people call me Damien, but I usually go by Coach East Taraksa. So if you ever see that name, you'll know that that's me. Most people nowadays are calling me that, but that was my born name. So don't ever be confused if you ever see Damien and Coach East Taraksa. But nevertheless, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, which is urban all the way through and through. I mean, many people, you guys know about Detroit. And, you know, while growing up in Detroit, you see a lot of things happening. You see it's a different mindset here. And it's harder to get people to change things because they're so entrenched in what they're doing. And we live life here very repetitively. You know, this is a city built on the factories, you know, General Motors, Chrysler, all those GM. But one of the things that I did was I had the opportunity, as Diallo alluded to, that I had the opportunity to play professional basketball for 14 years. And during that time, I traveled to about 40 to 45 countries. And in my downtime, I was studying the culture. So I became somewhat of a cultural anthropologist. And I studied the cultures of what they were eating, everything that they were doing that either added years to their life or that either truncated their lives. But more importantly, I was studying the African diasporans in these different places, in Germany, in Austria, in Dominican Republic, where I still have family. I'm a citizen there. In Venezuela, in Costa Rica, even a little bit in Mexico, wherever I went, I started to just study in different people, even around the United States. And what I realized is that the dynamic here in the United States as well as the Americas is totally different from everywhere else. We're under a different set of circumstances. So I said, I need to put something together because you got a lot of people running around confused about what's going on. I keep hearing this is genetic. This is genetic. And I'm sitting here telling people that that's not genetic. That's cultural. There's a difference. If you eat the same food that your father ate and he had diabetes, you're going to get the same diseases. But now, since you don't want to believe me, since I'm Damien, a.k.a. Coach East Taraksa from around the way, I'll let Laila Africa break it down for you. I'll let Minister Inky break it down for you. I'll let Abundance Shah break it down. I'll let Tahuti Mara break it down for you. I'll let Dr. Be Serious. I'll let the long list of historians and health scholars break this stuff down so that you understand that, no, disease for the most part. Diseases are not genetic, but they are cultural. So we go down, it's a litany of things that's plaguing the black community. But I'm going back to say that through my travels, I wrote the book, Urban Kryptonite, The Formidable Health Decline of African Diaspora Descendants Located in America. And it was from that book that I wanted to do the documentary, because a lot of our people, the reality is they're not going to read. I know they're not going to read. So
right.
We need to bring edutainment, entertainment with education. So we kind of got to trick people a little bit. Y'all breaking up on me. Anybody there?
Yes,
I'm there.
You
there, Dr. Ali?
I'm here. Okay.
Yes, we can hear you clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to. I didn't want to run on, man. I get so passionate about it.
That's fine,
you know?
Brother. I mean, get it all in. You know,
yeah.
You have a lot to share, like you said, a cultural anthropologist. I mean, all those various countries. I mean, you can give some of the examples of what you've seen there, and which that is necessary for the audience, for they can get a clear picture of not just saying, you know, the general thing that okay, you know, this is bad to eat. Well, okay, well, let's see what the people in these various other countries eat. And, you know, and why they live to the ages that they do. So, I mean, please, feel free to run on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example. I'll take Dominican Republic, for example. Now, the Dominican Republic, as well as other countries like Costa Rica boasts one of the highest, what I would call, longest-lived people in the world. They're living in what's called a blue zone in Nicoya, Costa Rica, okay? And what that means is that these people are living to be 90, 100. They have the most centenarians besides Sardinia, Italy, and I believe there's another place. I can't remember it off the top of my head. It might be Japan. But the point is that you have places like that that don't have the amount of resources that the United States has, but they have all of these different centenarians. And the reason is that a lot of these people, and Diallo can attest because he went to Costa Rica with Dr. Iris Latham, and he can attest that they're eating a lot of big-time fruits. What we would call guanabana, you guys call it soursop. Now, you don't get that soursop here in the United States. But
right, only in the form of herbs as far as what is called graviola.
Right. Say that again?
That's only in the form of herbs called graviola.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have people consuming things like that every day, avocados,
right.
But not the avocados that's tampered. I'm talking about the real avocados. In Dominican Republic, the Haitians come through because they sell a lot of the aguacate. They sell a lot of that in the streets in the Dominican Republic, and we're getting them every single day. I can buy bananas. I can buy 10 bananas for 50 cents in the Dominican Republic. I can buy mangoes, 10 for 70 cents.
Mm.
So what they're doing is, while they may be consuming the beans and the rice, understand that beans and rice is less processed. More importantly, their lives are not sedentary. If you eat just all the rice every day and the pollo frito and all that, pollo guisado, and you eat all of that kind of stuff every day in the United States, you're going to go to a job that's sedentary. You're going to sit down. So while you may say, I'm consuming the same thing that the people in the Dominican Republic and Jamaica and Brazil consume, the difference is they don't have a car. The average salary is $300 a month, so they're walking every day. They got to walk everywhere for the most part. And if they don't, then they're conchando. They're taking the motoconcho, the motorcycle guy, the motorcycle taxi. So these are just some of the differences. For another example, aloe vera, okay? A lot of the aloe vera is in our products here in the United States. And we know that aloe vera is good, but we just don't know how much. Now, when I was living in the DR, because I live back and forth, you know, we're using the aloe vera for any kind of stomach problems. I'm washing my face with aloe vera, with the gel of the aloe vera. I'm putting it in my hair. If there's a cut, you put the gel on the cut. I don't need to go to a doctor. Even if I had, a couple of times I had stitches from playing ball down there, but I used the gel from the aloe vera, and that gap was closed in about 4 days. I didn't need to put any medicated creams or any of that stuff. All these things that we're using, We're here. We're living in excess. But when you go to places like that, you really get to see what's going on as far as the big scope. So what I understood was that money was not the issue. And I always like to use this example. If money was the issue, Michael Jackson would still be here. Steve Jobs will still be here, because if anybody had the money, they would have the money to pay for the best health care.
Right.
So it wasn't about the money. It's about being consistent in many of the things that you do. I'm going to say it again. Most of the diseases that we are leading the country in, and diabetes and heart disease, a lot of these diseases, this is genetic now, and what we understand, which we're going to address in the film, we do a good job of it, is that the women are the bearers of tradition. So, yeah, you love grandma, and everybody's passing down grandma's recipes, but grandma's recipes is giving everybody diabetes. It has to be cut somewhere. Yeah, I love you, but this has to be cut. I can't lose my life just because I got to eat your peach cobbler and all that stuff. So a lot of us are dying in the name of tradition. Also, we are not fully understanding the melanin. Now, I got to save that part because I can't wait for our people to really hear. You got some scholars in here, and they're going deep in on this melanin, not the surface stuff you just see on YouTube. We're getting it from all different levels. So, like I said, it's so much. This film is 4 hours. 4 hours. 4 hours, family. And I can't even show all 4 hours in the screening. I have to show two because it's just too much. So you're talking about 4 hours. My whole logic, I sat down with the director, Saladin Assad. We went back and forth on the best that we could do. And this brother here was so creative. Saladin was so creative. He was cutting different pieces, saying we could fit it here. You know, I'm trying to truncate it, but I'm unable to do it. We started off with 55 hours of footage, 55, and we got it down to 4. You know how much, like, that's, we can make a whole other movie off the lost archives.
We're going to be seeing part 2?
I mean, right.
Listen. Yeah, we got some stuff. Me and Saladin have talked about some bonus features. It's, like I said, there's just so much information that we couldn't, you know, I couldn't, and even Saladin was like, man, I didn't cut all I could cut, and we still at 4 hours. I mean, you're looking at some, this stuff is going beyond the Malcolm X thing. But I need people to understand that you have to, listen, you can be a Moor, you can be a Hebrew Israelite, you can be a 5%ist, you can be a Muslim. None of that matters if you can't walk to the mosque. None of that matters if you can't get to church, if your leg is cut off for diabetes.
Right.
None of that matters.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So you got to understand that your health is more important than anything. Once your health has been compromised, you're downhill, because that's always going to be a stressor on your mind. You can never be at full capacity when you have the health challenge, because subconsciously you will be affected and you will be worried, and your brain is sending those neurotransmitters and releasing the dopamine, serotonin, and all these different things, because they're sending messages based on how you feel, which either help your body or help break down your body. So that's just so much involved. We got a plethora of mental programming. That's a whole other issue we're covering in there. I can't even, like I said, I can't even go down the list and start naming everything, because it's just so much. And by the way, this is not no corny skill. I don't want to cuss on here, but let me just say, this is not nothing corny, man. We said we wanted to make sure that most of the people, if you look now, what you realize is most of the people that's going through issues is the hip-hop culture. A lot of, how many kids you, I'm seeing, you never saw kids when we was growing up, 10 years old with high blood pressure and diabetes. You never saw that.
Never did, no.
That was not happening. But now you got them, you got, oh, man, this rapper right here died, you know. In those 90s and maybe the 80s, you had rappers that were dying because of beefs or whatever. They might have got shot, but they didn't die because they was eating the wrong food. I'm not saying that they follow pristine diets, but what I am saying that now you have another enemy on the horizon. You got a lot of guys that's passing from cancer, that's passing from diabetes. they need to be healthy to make money. Even a gangster, you can't stand on it, man. You try to challenge me on the street, talking about you got some diabetes or something, man. Man, I hit you a couple times, you won't even know what hit you. You can't fight me on the street, talking about you got some diabetes.
No.
So all I'm saying is that we are coming with the full Monty, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force. In order to fix the problem, we have to do it this way. So there's going to be raw language. We'll hear cussing. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no corny stuff. Ain't no, well, this is the way it is, and this is, we're going to, this textbook, no, because I need to give it to you in the language that you understand. Everybody who watches ain't going to be a church person.
Exactly.
Because I need to reach the culture. I need to reach the people. So if people want to be, you know, if they want to behave funny style, you know, well, you can't be cussing all that. I'm going to, since 84% of our people, technically speaking, based on stats, are Christians, then the Bible tells you that you got to be all things to all people. And that's what we're doing. We're going to be everything to everybody. Yeah, you seen the forks over knives. I hear all that forks over knives. What's the other one with Michael Moore, me and us, Saladin, was talking about?
Sicko.
The McDonald's one. What's the name of that one, y'all?
Supersize Me.
Yeah,
Supersize Me.
Also, Food Matters. Mm-hmm.
Food Matters. Yeah. How many, tell me this, how many black health scholars did you see in any of those movies? Just tell me how many you saw out of all
none.
Of the movies.
None.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
You ain't seen one. But this one right here is made for you. Yeah, Food Matters is, all those are good. I'm not knocking the information, but what I'm saying is this is made for you. This is made with you in mind according to melanated, or as the author would say, a melaninated individual, melaninated individual who grew up in the same neighborhood. Man, I'm from Detroit, man. I'm splitting between Detroit and the Dominican Republic, and I lived in Mississippi. So I don't know how much more urban this is going to get. I've spent most of my life in Detroit.
Exactly.
So right. I'm telling you, I can go from the pig feed, the hog maw, the kite, the tripe, the cow stomach, the fresh bacon. My grandfather used to work at the butcher, the fresh bacon with the thick rinds that you couldn't eat. I used to have to cook the cracklings in the backyard with my grandma in the big cast iron pot. Whatever, I've been through it all. So I know what everybody's talking about. I know what's going on. And by the way, out of all sectors of black people in this country, the most unhealthiest are below the Mason-Dixon line, from the east of Texas all the way below the Mason-Dixon line. Mississippi, Louisiana,
Alabama,
Georgia.
That's right.
All of those states. Because why? Because they're cooking everything fried. Fried hush puppies,
mm-hmm.
fried catfish, fried hog maw, fried
chicken.
Water. Everything is fried. Everything.
Oh.
Everything is fried. So,
again,
man, I ain't trying to run on, man, but I get, you know, this is like, when I stopped playing basketball, I was able to transition because I could put my passion into something else. And I always tell people, I knew that I couldn't be like a pastor. I was too crooked to be a pastor, you know, so I'm not going to say that. But I knew that I needed to do something that could add value to my community. I'm not a conscious individual, whatever conscious community. I'm none of that. I'm just a guy that's just sharing information. I don't have a title. I'm nothing, and being nothing, I can be everything. So that's what I am.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the key. Actually, not to have any titles as much as possible. Just get the information out there the best way you can. I know
that's
myself.
Right.
I don't really like to use any of my titles. I have many, but the thing is, to me, the most important thing is to focus on the information. Brother Insight, what you have to add to that? The brother dropped a whole lot right there, just within the last 20 minutes. What you got to add on to that?
Yeah, I'm glad you went back to me, and I want to go back to something that Damian talked about earlier. When he was talking about being in different countries. The brother's been over 20, almost 40-plus countries playing ball, and I had an opportunity to go and travel
with Dr. Aries Latham, who's in the film as well. He's the father of raw cuisine as it pertains to the melanated people. He makes the raw food unlike anybody else. But we was with him for 10 days last summer in Costa Rica, and I can attest to what Damien is talking about. When you're talking about, we got like 50 bananas for $5. You know, we was getting soursop for $5 or $6 for like four or five big old pieces of soursop. And the one thing I always observe in the people down there, and Damien touched on it, do y'all hear that? Is it static on y'all end, or is that just me?
No, it's static on my end, too.
Okay.
It sounds good to me.
Okay.
I don't hear anything. What about you?
Sounds distant, but I can hear it.
Sound distant?
Sound distant, yes. But I can hear you, though. Still hear you.
You
right.
Hear me? Okay, that's cool. As long as you can hear me, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But and one of the things I noticed about our brothers and sisters down there, like Damien said, they ate a lot of beans and rice and a little bit of flesh, but they always started off their days with water and fruit. That was like the main thing that they always was eating. They was moving around. They was walking. They was jogging. They was on bikes. You know, they was on the beach having a good time. So they can consume some of the things that we may consume here in the Western world and get away with it because they're eating fresh, pure, organic fruit from the land. They're drinking. We were drinking water out of the mountains in Costa Rica, fresh out of the springs. Like, it was crazy. And I tell people all the time, don't look at the way they eat and think you can eat the same way here. Because guess what? You're sitting on your butt for 8 to 10 hours a day. You're driving in your car for another 2 hours a day. You're not even working out. You're not even doing anything. So this film was necessary because of the simple fact we had to bring this information to our people the way we bring it so people can understand this is life and death here. It's insane that 14% of the population leads in all major diseases. Like, I'm just tired of being tired because it's insane that people don't realize that that's a problem. You know, black women lead the world in hysterectomy. You know, and you look at the fibroid issues as it pertains to our sisters. You look at brothers younger and younger getting prostate issues. They got to take Cialis and Viagra to get one so they can, you know, make love to their woman at night instead of eating some pumpkin seeds and eating some watermelon. You see what I'm saying? So these are the types of things we have to address. We have to put this information in people's hands. And I got to give a big ups to Damien, our brother Cochise, our brother Saladin, brother Tahuti, because we did a great job of putting the cast together because you have a very diverse cast. You have young cats like Ali Mohammed, Minister Inky, Sister Bunnings, and then you have the wise veteran elders like Tahuti Ma'atra, Dr. Laila Africa, who's been doing it for years and who's like a godfather of holistic health as it pertains to our people. You know, Dr. B. Serious. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. And Dr. Aries Latham, who I mentioned earlier. So we have a very wide range of brothers and sisters in this film. And I'm telling you, if you go see the film, everybody's going to have something in there for them, whether young, old, you know, healthy, unhealthy. It's going to be some information that's dropped that you didn't know that's going to bless you and help you to not only help yourself but help our community. Because, like the title says, urban kryptonite. The only thing that is really holding our people back, in my opinion, is food first. Because if we can change our diets, then we change our thinking. We change our thinking, change the habits. And the things that we do and the way we act and the way we move when we're out here in this world. So if we can change our diet, I think everything else will start to fall in place. And that's the one thing that we have yet to really address. You know, and I love Hidden Colors, all three of them. Part three is coming out. Shout out to Tariq Nasheed. And I'm glad that they didn't do anything on health because they left the lane and the void open for the things that we're doing, especially what Cochise is doing with Urban Kryptonite. Because now we have an opportunity to give you this information raw and uncut so you can go and take a personal assessment of yourself to see, am I living healthy? Am I living right? What do I need to change? What do I need to adjust so I can be, you know, not one of the people that's in the statistics to where, you know, even I just read a stat a couple weeks ago. They said one out of every two black children by the time they turn 18 will have diabetes, brother. I got a little sister. Her mom works for my mom's beauty salon. Her granddaughter's 10 years old. She's diabetic, brother. She's been diabetic for the last 5 years. She shoots herself with insulin. It saddens my heart when I have to see that. So we bring in the legends. We bring in Dr. Ali. We bring in Dr. Aline. We bring in Minister Inky Abundance or whoever we bring in when we bring in these lectures, and I have to pull people's arms and beg them and try to trick them to come out to these lectures to try and save our babies' lives. It's like they won't come. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe they'll watch a DVD because, like Damien said, edutainment is the way to go sometimes. They'll see it, you know, because a lot of people like the DVDs, and hopefully that'll be the way we can get to people and get them to really start taking active outlook on changing their lives. I mean, because I'm seeing a 10-year-old baby is administering her own shots right today. I mean, I just seen her at a birthday party. Oh, I can eat these hot, flaming hot, you know, if my sugar go up, I can go in the bathroom and chew myself up. And the parents and the grandparents letting these things happen. It's like it hurts my heart to see these types of things, you know.
Right.
Let's talk about
this right quick, about how the UN ordered the depopulation of 3 billion people by food malnutrition.
Wow.
All right? The codex is called Alimentarius Commission, or Alimentarius Commission. Now, this is no joke that this organization has now put forth and to prepare for the murder of 3 billion people through food malnutrition. So what is it about the food that is lacking the nutritional value in which that is causing, you know, what we now see in this epidemic of diabetes amongst our people?
I think one of the most important things that we have to understand, any of you guys ever heard of Dr. Joel Wallach? Anybody?
Yes.
Okay. I studied with Dr. Joel for about 5 to 7 years, and I did lectures with Dr. Joel. Exactly, that's him. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I've met him before.
I studied with him in New York about a couple of years ago at the Live Expo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He travels to a lot of that stuff, and he's really passionate. You know, ironically, he's really passionate. I mean, I know he has a business, but he's really passionate about helping a lot of, you know, a lot of the brothers and sisters. And he really taught me a lot about minerals, vitamins and minerals. And you ask about what's the main thing, what's the big contributor to why we are falling off nutritionally, and it all goes back to the soil. And what I mean by that is, years ago, before we even had electricity, people were cooking with wooden stoves. And when you cook with wood stove, you are not obviously using electricity. So when you cook with a wooden stove with the fire and all that, when you are done cooking, you have wood ashes. Now,
right.
When you're done with those wood ashes, you put those wood ashes back then into the garden. Now, those ashes were not just burnt ashes. Those ashes were plant minerals because they came from the tree. So it went back into the garden, and that gave you 77 to 100 minerals that you otherwise wouldn't have had. But what happened is with the advent of, by the way, when you see a tree, about 70-something to 80% of that tree is carbon. You can't even see it. That's what that's what comprises the tree. So you're looking
right.
at a tree in the physical, but most of what you see of the tree is something that you can't even see. When you burn away the carbon from the wood, then you have the ashes. So you put those ashes back into your garden, and what you have
mm-hmm.
is plant minerals. You have the chromium and vanadium. And when you are a diabetic, when you're struggling with diabetes, usually
right.
when kids are born with diabetes or when people get diabetes,
mm-hmm.
you are probably short of chromium and vanadium, those two
yep.
trace minerals,
exactly.
along
yep.
with the cofactor. So
exactly.
if your garden is only using the minerals, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, NPK, because that's really all it takes to produce a bunch of crops, then you are short 70 to 80 to 90 minerals. So you're only using three because a farmer gets paid for tons and bushels. They don't get paid for Dr. Aline to be healthy. They don't get paid for Diallo to be healthy. They get paid for production, how much they can produce.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the cost
right.
down. So
mm-hmm.
that's why your crops have fallen off. I look. So the answer is this: go back to your own gardening. Go back to your own gardening. Put stuff in your yard. Diallo, I saw you putting stuff in your yard. I was at my uncle's house, my great uncle, who's about 76. He grew up in Mississippi as well. He's got a gardener. He's got collard greens. He's got turnips. He's got onions. He grows everything, watermelon, peas, all of that. He grows all that stuff in his backyard, and he's functioning well at 75. My grandfather's 84, and he's been a diabetic for about 40, 45 years. But the thing about him is he only eats from the garden. And the reason that he got that diabetes, that type 2 diabetes, is because he was just eating so much fried stuff. But he still he's still 84 years old. He only goes to the store for condiments if he needs it. He's even cutting his fresh deer meat and all this different stuff. You know, they eat all that different stuff down there. But the point I'm making is those guys are eating more natural than we were eating, that we're eating right now. They were eating, and I have to bring up something that's crucial. I don't mean to run this on, but I have to bring up something. You have a lot of people trying to make a run and a claim for soul food. I've never seen so many people dying in the name of tradition because of what their family did. Never saw it before as much as I have in my life. Here's the thing. Slave food is soul food is slave food.
Exactly.
It was given to slaves as a means of survival. That's what it was. So what has happened is God in his infinite intelligence makes everything perfect. The reason that they could eat the soul food, number one, is because the foods were natural back then. But number two, they needed the high caloric intake to be able to work in the sun 14 and 15 hours. So happening is they're consuming the pig fat, and by the way, that stuff was way more natural than what you – they had chicken fat, pig fat, shortening. They had real stuff back then. You got all this doctored, these different vegetable oils that put in plastic and all that stuff. That wasn't happening back then. So what happened is when the sun, if you're in the sun all day, 12, 14, 15 hours, first of all, you're burning all the fat. You're not going to be fat because you're working. But number two, when you're in the sun, the cholesterol, when the sun shines on you, that cholesterol gets activated and it starts being used. That's why you should get
vitamin
D out from the sun.
Which is the hormone that gets reabsorbed back into the bloodstream.
There you go, brother. Now, how many people are... working in the sun all day, every day now. Everybody's computer.
I'm glad you said that, Damien. I don't mean to cut your knowledge, but I tell my folks that down south all the time, because, you know, I just left Mississippi for my family reunion, and that's their favorite line. Grandma and granddaddy did it, and great-grandma and granddaddy did it. I said, yeah, they chopped 200-300 pounds of cotton per day. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They ate the hog maw, they ate the pork and all those types of things, but they chopped 200-300 pounds of cotton a day. They ate a watermelon a day. You see what I'm saying? They drank fresh well water on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff that they ate that was negative for their body, it was out of their system within a matter of hours just from the amount of work that they did. Like you said, we don't work in the sun. We don't do hard manual labor like they did. Even when slavery was over, they had to work their own land, and then their animals, their pigs and their chickens ate leftovers from dinner. So even their animals weren't genetically modified, weren't genetically altered, weren't grown in test tubes. So even the food that they ate was totally different, even though it still shouldn't be edible. And I got to say this, man. Our ancestors were so genius. Anytime you can make soul food a delicacy where people around the world still want to eat it, that's genius, man. And at the end of the day, I honestly believe our ancestors would not want us to be still eating those things today now that we don't have to. They were just so smart and so genius that they can make that stuff edible, man. That stuff was not meant to be eaten for a long period of time. We ate it because we had to. We don't have to eat that stuff no more, beloved. Our ancestors did it so we can be here now teaching and telling people, stop it. The time is over. Urban Kryptonite is here to tell y'all we don't need to do this no more. We need to go back to our original diet, the diet we had when some of us came over, because we know some of us was already here, but the diet we had before some of us came over here, which is a heavy plant-based diet. And we don't drink water, man. Dick Gregory was here 2 weeks ago. He said that's black people's main problem. We walking around dehydrated. Anytime we get thirsty, we want to pop a soda or we want some juice.
or some fake juice. We dehydrate.
Right.
We don't drink enough.
Exactly.
We need to be drinking. We need to be drinking half our body weight in ounces on a day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? And I'm guilty of that myself for not making my sons drink enough water sometimes. So I'm not saying it from a perfect standpoint because I have, you know what I'm saying, family members that don't do it as well. But we have to drink more water. It's just little things, y'all. These things are very important. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Damien, because that's our elders' main thing. If grandma and granddaddy did it, I can do it. No, you can't do it because you don't work nearly as hard as they do. You sit in the house all day and watch soap operas, or you sit in the house all day and you're on Facebook and Twitter, and you ain't moving around.
Exactly.
Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Very true, man. Very that's very insightful. And I could, like I said, we're gonna cover the meat eating. We're gonna cover all of it. I'm not pro or against anything, but I have to put the facts out there. You know, we had a lot of meat eating going on at a higher rate, and then they want to talk about your ancestors ate meat. But you got to understand something. Your ancestors, they didn't even have the money to eat meat twice a day, even sometimes once a day. So if they ate meat, it might have been two times a week because everybody back then had at least five or six kids. Everybody had at least some 10 or 15. So even my
mm-hmm.
father got 21 brothers and sisters. My mother got five. Well, not five, my bad. My grandfather got 14, 15.
Mm.
So the point I'm making is that who was going to be buying meat to feed six kids every day? Give me a break. They wasn't eating meat like that. They were eating it
right.
when they could get it. And by the way, that meat came from the farm. It didn't go through a process. So
exactly.
when I ate bacon, even in the early 90s when I lived in Mississippi, when I was, you know, eating my bacon, that bacon came straight from the slaughterhouse. I told you I had to pick rinds from it. When you ate pork or any kind of beef, that was right there. That was hamburger right there that day that has been processed. So it didn't go
mm-hmm.
through this long process. Now you got all these different bacterias on this different meat. Man, that wasn't happening back then. That wasn't happening. So you're going to tell me that your ancestor right now, if they had a choice to eat, you know, let's say they were just eating whatever. If they had a choice to eat some fresh water-caught salmon and all this other stuff, that they're going to say, no, give me the pig feet and the hog maws and let them have the salmon. That's like being caught in torture. You're a POW, and all you got, they gave you bologna sandwiches for 3 years. You get free, and then you go to a restaurant, they ask you what you want to order, and then you say, give me the bologna sandwich. Man, people going to look at you like you're crazy. That's what they're going to do because they're like, what's wrong with this person? You can get anything on the menu and you ask them for a bologna sandwich? And that's pretty much where we are. But I'm not upset because we don't know. When you don't know something, you just don't know it. But the
mm-hmm.
problem is with us is that we argue without knowing. You talk about what you feel or what you think. You're not talking about what's reality, based on science. And that's, you know, we're so emotional that that's what hurts us, even to the point of business. And we have other urban kryptonites coming, just by the way. We have other urban kryptonites coming, but I needed to start here. You know, me and Saladin really sat. By the way, shout out to Saladin Asad, the director of the film, creative director. That brother he's worn so many hats, and he's tireless. He's probably working right now on the film. You know, the thing is, we wanted to focus on putting together something quality, not nothing that's just thrown together, that's just corny. You know, because people are asking me, man, you know, where you gonna put this at? You thinking about, you know, just giving away for free? And I'm like, man, I should slap you for asking me something like that, man.
Exactly.
Don't play with me like that, man. We went to 15 different states. We traveled through 10 to 15 states. We were driving all around the country. I mean, from state, driving through snowstorms. I'm talking about lives on the line. This was some serious stuff so we could get the information. That was the main thing. We got to get the information out to people, and we have to give it to them in the best way that they can glean and digest. So what I'm saying is this. I'm going on record. After you see this film, and you are a melaninated individual, and when I say that, By the way, I don't like the separation because I have to get on my Dominican people about it too. You are African diaspora, Puerto Rican and Dominican and Brazilian. You African diaspora. Don't come to me about you not black. I ain't trying to hear that because only 5% of the slaves came to the United States. So where the hell did all the 95% go? They didn't just vanish. They didn't just vanish. So all of you, all of us, I'm talking about all of us, by the time you see this film, if you have a question, you shouldn't have one question about what to do to live optimal, to have a healthful life, what you should eliminate, what you can kind of curtail. We're not expecting you to be a radical, but we're expecting that you can glean information, that you have it, so you can always reference it. Because I can't be everywhere. Ali Muhammad can't be everywhere. Dudi Ma'atra can't be everywhere. Just like you, Dr. Aleem, you got DVDs,
right.
You got CDs, you got it because you can't duplicate yourself. You can't clone yourself.
Right.
So you have to put information out. And that's why we really just focused. I mean, I wrote that book about a year and a half or so ago. So I've been at this for a long time, man. And by the way, thankful to dhealthstore.com, to Udi Ma'ara, because he's the one that really put the bulk of the funds up to sponsor this film. He really did a lot. He understood the vision, and thank God he was the place where he could invest in the film. He could sponsor the film. dhealthstore.com, you guys check him out. I mean, I know a lot of your listeners
That's right.
may or may not know him. But that brings me to my next point. With this film, I wanted to practice kind of what Dr. Claude Anderson was doing. Dr. Ali Muhammad, Inky, Abundance Child, Dr. Be Serious, Tahuti, it amazes me that people in the black community don't even know these guys exist. They don't even know that Dr. Aleem L. Bay exists. They don't even know you. So my point is this. All that knowledge that these guys have, I need to put these guys on a great stage so that money can start flowing through the black community. Instead of just going to your doctor, patronize Ali, patronize Tahuti, patronize Abundance Child at Drop Squad Kitchen, patronize Amber Institute, patronize Dr. Be Serious Elevation Time, patronize Dr. Iris Lathan, patronize Queen Vida down at Sadiq's Bistro. We got to patronize people. When you got a problem, you go to these people. That's what I wanted, to give these guys the exposure, much like Hidden Colors has done for Dr. Umar Johnson, because I never heard of Umar Johnson before Hidden Colors, didn't even know he existed. But now you can't turn to a different corner and not find Umar Johnson. Umar Johnson's in Idaho. Damn, what Umar doing out there? Umar in North Carolina. Umar
right,
in North Dakota. Umar on the Indian reservation in South Dakota. Damn, Umar, you getting it. But that's the point.
Right.
That's what we want everybody from this film to do, to go forth, and now our people are soliciting these guys. They're paying them for their services. If you're going to pay your doctor, who's going to more than likely give you medicine that's going to contribute to your demise, why not pay somebody else who looks like you, who understands your biology, that's going to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes back to what Dick Gregory said. Very interesting point. They asked Dick Gregory, well, what's your doctor think about, about your health? And Dick Gregory said, shit, my doctor been there for 30 years.
Right. He said that when he was here last 2 weeks ago. Exactly. My doctor been there.
Right.
For real.
So what did that tell him?
Exactly.
Yeah, like I said, man, I could go on for days, but I have to drop this piece of information. We're big on medicine, you know, and I even learned this from Dr. Joel Wally. The thing about the medical industry is that they have the ear of the black community. They have the ear. So what a doctor does is, and not all doctors are bad. Let me get that straight. I'm not one of those radicals. I ain't going to just say every doctor. I mean, because some people, they don't even realize what they're getting into. Their hearts are in the right place. And you want to believe that they're altruistic and that they want to help. But some, they just, you know, they're in the business, so they don't really understand. But they have the ear of the black community. And Even I see it in the DR. Whatever the doctor says, that's what goes. And so the doctors make you, many doctors, not all, they make you believe that you're going to die if you don't do what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
So you get, so now you're operating out of fear, and then they give you medicine. I have to go on record and say this with great confidence. There's not one piece of medicine designed to heal you. I can take you to Dr. Terry Mason, who's the board, who's the head of the board in Chicago of the medical department. He made a statement one time that kind of summed it up. Doctors detect, people prevent. If you want to be healthy, that's on you. The doctors are just into the maintenance part of it. They can maintain you while there may be cures available. There's not one law that says that a doctor has to cure you, even though the cure is available.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be cured, so they're going to give you medicine to maintain you. Over the lifetime of a diabetic patient, that doctor is going to make about $500,000. That's at least 25 years we're talking about, through amputations, mm-hmm. through drugs, through all kinds of things. So we know that this is not designed to heal you. What if you really wanted to know about a medicine, what kind of medicine works, have you ever noticed that when you were growing up and you went to a doctor, the doctor sends you to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is the one that knows about what the medicine will do to you, not the doctor.
Right, right.
The pharmacist
mm-hmm.
has to tell the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So the pharmacist tells you, okay, do this, take this this many times a day. The thing about the pharmacist is that they go to school to study medicinal chemistry, which is how to bend and shape a molecule so that it could, quote, unquote, work for you. But but they don't study any nutrition. See, that's the rub right there. They don't study nutrition. So because they don't study nutrition, they have no confidence or have no knowledge of what food can do for you. By the way, you can't patent chicken cartilage, even though chicken cartilage will help your glucosamine chondroitin, will help you to build the raw materials, the bone matrix back up so that you can get back going. Why you think people are eating shark cartilage and all that kind of stuff? Because it helps. So because they can't patent orange, then they don't want nothing to do with it. You better
right.
not eat an orange and get some vitamin C or a lemon, get some vitamin C. You better not eat papaya seed to get your omega-3 or kiwi seeds or black curacao seed. You better not do that. So what I'm saying is they take no nutrition. They don't take nutrition. All a medicine is an analog, which is a version of a herb. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, you take aspirin. Acetophilic acid, the generic name, is a small version of the wintergreen leaf. The Germans took that and they built the salicylates, which are organically occurring compounds. They took the salicylates and formed acetophilic acid, and now the Germans, you have the Bayer company over there, they took over everything with that. But it's just a wintergreen leaf. So if aspirin is a version of the wintergreen leaf, why wouldn't I just bypass that and just take the wintergreen leaf to eliminate the pain?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know that, you're going to be in a big problem. And that's where we at right now. We don't understand the natural versions of everything. And that's why it's important to go see the Ali's and the Aris Lathams and the Tudi Ma'atras and everybody. That's what the Dr. B's and Inkies and all those,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lashana Nicole's, Nubia Sutton's, all of these people who are in the film. That's why it's important to see all these guys. I'm gonna be quiet now.
Oh no, you're right on time with that, brother. I have my own story. I have been taking medications for my kidneys, diabetes, and cholesterol for 6 months. And I came back to the doctor after those 6 months, and everything turned around. He said, "There's nothing
wow.
wrong with your kidneys. Your cholesterol is at a natural level. Your diabetes is just about, you know, is that a normal? Your sugar is at a normal level." And he said, "You told us you haven't taken none of these medications we prescribed to you." And I told him, "No." And you came out with a result like that? I said, yes. So we're looking at the tests that you made, all the tests you made a week ago, and it shows all positive. You know what I mean? It don't show no no signs of diabetes, no signs of kidneys, no problems, or no signs of cholesterol problems, and you didn't take none of the medicine that they prescribed for you. I said, nope. And they just sit there. They just sit there. And they kind of like, they were just outdone. They would say, well, what did you do? I said, I changed my life around. That's all I done. I changed my eating habits around.
That's right.
And that's all you have to do.
Yes.
Lay off all the fried foods, french fries, whatever, the fast food restaurants. They're death. That's all they
are. Right. Right.
And I want Dr. Aleem to jump back in here because Dr. Aleem is too quiet. I want him to drop some of his jewels as well.
Well, I'm here to host the show tonight.
I know. You know, I got to always try to get you to work, brother. You know, I got to always try to get you to
I'm hearing a
work.
Lot of good information, so I might just chill in the cut.
Right.
But everybody
Dr.
gets
the one I was listening to.
Week, you know, so it's good when we have someone on in order to, go over the figures and the facts and hit them with it, you know. As far as health is concerned, of course, we know health and the word heal, and healing is all related to the same root. So the focus of having a healthy body is correlated to the science of breath as well as correlated to the science of pranayama or energy work as well as also correlated to the science of food and water. The food and water must be alkaline. You know, the most rich alkaline foods, you know, would be watermelons, like Brother Insight said, as well as also lemons, limes, or in particular key limes, you know. So these are more highly alkaline foods. So anytime that we understand that ailments, disease, sicknesses, whatever occurs when the pH balance is below 7.0.
That's right.
The blood is 7.4 pH balance, or pH means power hydrogen, which deals with the alkalinity level. So in order to maintain health and to keep yourself at a healthy level, you know, you have to eat at least 80% foods alkaline and only 20% foods acidic. You know, in order to keep that ratio or that balance, in order to maintain health. Anytime
right.
that you know, it's just like a spoke in the wheel. Anytime you go outside of that, then you're looking at ailments and sicknesses and so forth and so on. Another thing, just like Brother Kochi said, you know, is we're looking at the soil, you know, the soil, the land, and in which that Dr. Joel Wallace stated years ago, and dead doctors don't lie. And they can't necessarily lie because they're dead, you know. So, the depletion of the soil is one of the problems in which that is taking place. We hear Baba Dick Gregory speaks about two things in which that cause illness and death is sleep deprivation and dehydration. You know,
that's
so
right.
Once we put all these things together, we understand what we're really dealing with. You need proper sleep. You need proper hydration. That means proper water. Like the brother said, we're talking about, you know, an ounce per pound, you know, of your body weight. So we're also looking at the fact of the proper foods in which that is alkaline, more so fruits, vegetables, you know, seeds. You know, these are the best things for us to eat, you know, when it comes
and
to
let
that.
Let me say this, Dr. Aleem. I'm glad you went back to watermelons because I got to say this, man. When you go into these grocery stores, I'm seeing an overabundance of seedless watermelons. Make sure y'all fruit got seeds, family. You got to have black seeds in your watermelon, man, because, you know, that's a direct giveaway that's something that's genetically altered and something that's not real. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy.
It's hybrid.
And you want to try and make sure your produce, most of it is organic, but watermelon is the one fruit that I learned to where it doesn't have to necessarily be organic because even
if it got some pesticides on it, the thick outer covering in the shell of the watermelon kind of protects it from a lot of those pesticides. So as long as it's, you see the number 4 on the barcode and it got the black seeds, you're good to go. Make sure you get lots of watermelon, family. This is the time to load up on watermelon. Brothers, if you want to be doing your thing, get on that watermelon, man. Your woman, she can get a headache when she see you get eating watermelon because she know what time it is, for real.
Mm-hmm. I like the way Dr. Eileen said that when he said that watermelon is a hybrid watermelon.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. We were talking about that about a week ago, or a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the watermelon in stores, seedless, grapes.
Yeah, they all seedless, man. It's hard to find seeded watermelon. I got one spot here in Ohio, and they see me and my wife 2-3 times a week, man. You gotta find them and get them, man. Leave that seedless stuff alone, man. It's dangerous to the black biology.
All right, so I know you're going to have to get off here in a few minutes, so is there any closing remarks?
We got 20 minutes, man. I want to say this, and I can throw it back to Coach East, man. We need y'all support. We talk about how we don't have nothing for ourselves. Ain't no movies about us. You know, they make movies about everybody else but us. You got some young brothers and sisters that have come together, put their heads together, put their minds together, put their wallets together to make a very classy, clean production to help save our people from this food epidemic that we live in. We need y'all to go support it, man, because if we don't support ourselves, then who else is going to support us? So it's going to be very important that we have everybody in Harlem, everybody in Brooklyn, everybody in Queens, you know what I'm saying, Staten Island. Everybody come out and support, y'all. We got people that's coming from Boston. I got a sister that's coming from Connecticut. You know, we got people coming from Philly. Make sure y'all get out and support this film. And I know Dr. Eileen got a very large listener audience. So for our people in Ohio, we just confirmed 3 dates. The film is going to be screened here at Cleveland State University, at Ohio State University, and the Philly Museum Institute, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of July. And then we got Chicago on August the 1st. And the venue is going to be released in the next week or so. So, and I know Brother Coach Chiefs is going to let y'all know about some other locations where the film is going to be screened at. But make sure y'all go see the film. You're basically getting 2 DVDs. It's a 4-hour film. You get 2 DVDs, basically, you know what I'm saying, for the price of 1. And you'll have an opportunity to see 2 hours of the screening. And then you'll have 4 hours where you can sit at home in the comfort of your home with your notepad, with your pen, take notes, start taking this information and using it, because knowledge is not power until that knowledge is applied. I hate when people say knowledge is power. That's not true. Knowledge is only power when it's applied, because I could be the most knowledgeable.
Right. Knowing is only half the battle.
Exactly. I could be the most knowledgeable person in the world, but if I'm not applying that knowledge, then I'm just as dumb as the fool on the block that don't know nothing. So we got to make sure we take this information and start applying it. Because the numbers is getting worse, y'all. We got to turn the tide and change these numbers around. Shout out to Brother Cochise, Brother Tahuti, Brother Saladin, who directed the film and did the editing. Shout out to the whole cast. I'm not going to name everybody because I don't want to forget nobody. And I want to also shout out everybody that's in the 40-day fruit fast group, man, that's doing the fast. People are taking this thing serious. We got people in over 8 countries, over 3 continents that's doing this fast. So it's starting to catch on, but we need it. The momentum to pick up just a little bit more, because we're still losing in this race, y'all. So make sure y'all come out to Harlem on Monday night at 7 o'clock sharp. We're starting to film. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to do a Q&A. I'll be moderating. We got Dr. Ali's going to be there from the film. Sister Bunnis is going to be there. Coach Chief is going to be there. Minister Inky is going to be there. And they'll be there taking questions from the audience about the film and for our health. So thanks to Dr. Eileen, thanks to Sister Kadir for allowing us to come on the show tonight, and we look forward to seeing you soon. And I'm here for Damien and coaching everybody so we can get Dr. Eileen Bay next installment of Urban Trip tonight, because Dr. Eileen got a lot of information to share as well.
I appreciate that, brother. We're going to go to the line. We've got several callers here, so we're going to get them in before y'all leave.
Okay.
We've got area code 520, area code 250. You on the line. Greetings.
Islam.
Peace.
Islam.
Islam, oh.
Islam, how you doing? You got any questions, brother? Hold on. I think we lost him. Let's see if we can bring him back on in here.
Yeah. 520.
You on the line, brother.
Sorry.
All right. We got you now. Go ahead, brother.
I wanted to know if we can get the brothers that are speaking's name and contact information as far as the websites and whatnot, so we can so I can circulate this information. I'm from California, but I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and we don't have access to the East Coast like that. So I would like to definitely shoot this information out to different people that I'm in contact with.
Go ahead, Coach E.
Yeah, absolutely. We're building on the website right now, but the website is at least capturing names and emails. But let me give you the information where you can reach us. First of all, the website is www.urbankryptonite.com. That's the website. We'll have it. You can purchase it from there, but you'll also be able to get it from dhealthstore.com as well as Amazon and all those kinds of things. So we'll have posters available. We'll have the DVDs available. We'll have T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. But you can also reach me at through Facebook on the Coach East Taraksa. You spell that COCHISE, last name, TARAKFAA. Before I let that brother go, let me say something. We're moving around the country a lot. We got the call from Miami to do the screening. We're working out the details, so we may not be able to go there, but they will screen it there. I know they're screening in Miami Gardens, our brother Chauncey. I know he's down there screening Hidden Colors on the 26th. They got a nice facility down there in Miami Gardens, $10 million facility that holds a lot of people. So we may just be screening it down there. I'm working on Detroit, the Charles Wright Museum, the African Museum, which is great here. And I'm also working on Atlanta, Georgia. We'll have a screen in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll have one out there where Tahuti was at D Health Store. So we're working out. I have to work that out with Tahuti. But we're looking for places to do the screenings. It has to make sense for us. We can't just pull out of our pocket and come, you know. If people can set up some screenings and put some people in the seats, we're definitely willing to come. This is not, I mean, this man, I'm from Detroit. Saladin is from Cap City, Richmond, VA. So Tahuti may not be able to travel, but whenever he can, he would definitely come. But I like to be there with the people, especially with the first film, because come October, I have to go back to the Dominican Republic, and I have to stay there for a while. And do some. I'll be working on some other stuff as well. So I want to do all. Oh, in Philadelphia, early part of October, we're at the International Locks Conference with Mama Kosor. So that's going to be a big event for us too. Professor Griff will be there. Pinoco Rashidi. So that'll be a big event. But we want to do screenings. So if you I got to leave you the email too. You can send us an email at events. EVENTS at urbankryptonitefilm.com. You got any questions about screening? And we'll have the documentary in the different bookstores around the country as well. So we definitely do that too. So if you have a bookstore, by the way, if you have a bookstore and you're selling, you know, give us a call. We have, like, decent amount of bulk orders. You know, we can't just be sending one or two DVDs out. I mean, that's going to – we can't do that. But, you know, if you're ordering a decent amount, we can definitely get that to you. You know, at least 10, 20, we can definitely get that to you.
All right, brother, we definitely appreciate that because we do have a bookstore. It's Culture of Freedom Bookstore, and we have it here in North Carolina, so we definitely will be getting that from you.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you, brother.
No problem, brother.
Peace, God.
All right, Brother Insight, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, make sure you also, like Damien said, check us out on Facebook, Urban Kryptonite Films. A lot of information is passed through there on a day-to-day basis. It was a bunch of gems dropped today about how African-Americans, so-called African-Americans, have a higher rate of all forms of cancer. So not only are you going to get updates about the films and the screenings, you're going to get updates about your everyday health. And that's the thing I love about Urban Kryptonite Films. It's just not promoting our documentary and our film that's coming out, but it's also continuously educating people about themselves, about their biology, about who they are. So it's a lot of great information on there as well. And like I said, if you're in Chicago, August the 1st, if you're in Ohio, July 18th, 19th, and 20th, Cleveland State University, Ohio State University, and a Silly Museum in Cincinnati, Ohio.
We got some more callers. Where the callers at, man? This is what I get up for, man. Me and Saladin, we've been bottled up, man. It's like Clint Eastwood, Escape from Alcatraz, man.
Right. Well, let's try to go back into the phone lines. For those who need to call in, we wish you would call in. So the number is 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call.
Yeah, so why
Brother
they wait
L, you got anything you want to build on as far as the health information that you heard tonight?
Yes. How many of you heard that in 1894 was the first year they started processing meat?
I'm not sure that date, but I heard it was somewhere during the 19th or late 19th and early 20th century was when they started processing meat. I've heard that before. I can't say I know the exact date, but I know I've heard it was somewhere in that time frame.
It said that it was the first year, 1894, supposed to be, I don't know how accurate that is, but it's supposed to be in the first year they started processing meat, and the first year a heart attack was recorded.
Wow.
The same year.
I believe it, Elder. That's crazy.
Right. Oh, yeah. We got area code 843. Area code 843. You're on the line.
Peace.
Peace, God.
Peace.
What's good?
Peace.
What's good, fam? I had a question about, you know, with all of these GMOs and all of the foods, you know, everything being polluted, basically, what would be the best choice for a diet?
Me personally, I'll go first, and then I'll let Coach Chief go after me. At the end of the day, when we break it down, man, a plant-based diet is the most healthiest diet for you. If you're going to, you know, do a little bit of fish and things of that nature, go ahead. I'm not going to eat that myself personally, just because I know how my body reacts to it, but we got to have a plant-based diet. Dr. Arlene said it earlier, 75-80% plant-based, you can get away with a little and a little bit of other things here and there, but you want to definitely make sure you're waking up in the morning. As soon as you wake up, after you brush your teeth, get you about 20 to 32 ounces of lemon water. You know what I'm saying? Get your day started that way. Get you a smoothie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when we wake up, we start eating too much, too fast. We eat hash, browns. We eat sausage. You know what I'm saying? We eat way too much, too fast. So get you a smoothie, get you some fruit. And try not to eat until 11 o'clock, because between 11 and 7, that's when our body is designed to start breaking food down and start digesting food properly. So after that, for lunch, get you a nice salad. Get you some nut meat if you were to make it a nut meat that you're doing the fruitarian thing. And then for dinner, you can kind of repeat the same thing. And if you like to snack, because a lot of times we like to snack, get you some healthy snacks. Get you some figs, some dates, some almonds, some apricots. Apples, or, I mean, get you any type of fruit. It's something that you want to snack on. That way throughout the day,
you're eating plant-based and whole foods that your body can recognize, and your body can not only break down, but your body can use as for energy to help maintain a proper level of health as it pertains to your
right.
body. And again, drink half your body weight in ounces of water. We got to drink water. We don't drink enough water, man. That is the most important thing. And the easiest way to make your water alkaline, put some organic lemon juice in it, or put a little bit of baking soda, aluminum-free that is, and you got alkaline water. I follow the theory of Dick Gregory. He says the best water to drink is spring water because that water is moving. It's through the rocks. It's not stagnated. So I drink a gallon of spring water a day. I put a little bit of lemon juice in it and a little bit of baking soda, and I'm good to go.
All right.
Exactly.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. If we people from the dirt, we should eat from the dirt.
Exactly, brother. It's just that simple, brother. You hit the nail on the head.
No doubt. We appreciate you for calling in and asking that question. Good one. All right, we got area
All
code
right.
646. Area code 646, you on the line.
I want to say give props to all your brothers for the hard work y'all put in for the film. Dr. Eileen, you're a lifesaver, brother. Yo,
appreciate
they
that,
lied
brother.
To us. They
all
lied
right.
to us. I was in tears when I found your website, brother. And I bought your book, the first, you know, first world order, and
That's
I read
a
tall book. Return of the Ancients, and I got me a circle set. But again, I'm from New York, brother. When y'all going to be doing something up here with the screening?
Monday night at 7 o'clock.
They're going to put it in Monday in Harlem. Go ahead, y'all.
In Harlem,
okay.
National Black Theater at 7 o'clock. So tell the New York family to come out. It's going to be the day after the Ali Muhammad Brother Polite debate in the same location at 7 o'clock. We're going to show the film, then we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have a Q&A where half of the cast is going to be there. So Monday night at 7 o'clock in Harlem.
Okay, brother, I'll definitely be there. And, again, much props to your brothers, man. A lot of brothers
your
brothers.
Peace, brother.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Tariq, brother.
Tariq, okay, make sure you holler at us on Monday night, brother. We're looking forward to meeting you, man.
Yes, sir, I'll be there. Yes, sir. Thank you
okay.
again, Islam, brothers. Peace.
Islam.
Peace.
All right, so let's go to area code 804. Area code 804, you're on the line.
Yo. Peace, fellas.
Peace.
I know that voice.
You know the voice? Yeah, this is Solid
yeah.
I was listening, man. I just want to give a shout-out to these two brothers that you got there, man. I think the world needs to know and be unveiled to the magic that both of these brothers wield. And it's just been a pleasure to serve, you know. So I look forward. We're gonna turn up a little bit in New York. We're going to turn
yes,
up.
All
know,
right.
Eileen.
And everybody else got that date. That's June 23rd, 7 p.m. 7
o'clock.
That's Eastern
yes, sir,
Standard
Eileen.
Time.
Huh? Eileen.
Yeah.
Eileen, can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Dr. Lee, for everybody that don't know, this is the guy that – is putting together the film for you all to see, all of his
right.
efforts, every day, all
That's
day,
right.
sleepless nights. We don't have a 40-man crew. This guy is the Goliath, is the Samson of all of this work. This guy is doing everything. He's talking really humble right now, but this
right,
is the
right.
guy that's editing, that's cutting, that shot the film, that this guy did a lot of things. And, you know, and not just, this is, you're talking about 6 or 7 months. I mean, we was really, really working. So, I mean, this is the guy right here that called in that's doing all of the magic right here. This is Saladin Asad, who I would say, and I'm not fluff. We don't do that fluff stuff here in Detroit. But this guy right here is probably one of the better film guys. He will be known more after this in the country. I would say that because I've dealt with people here in Detroit that's doing films, and they're telling me they got 40-man crews or 20-man. I look at the brother Byron Hurt, Soul Food Junkies. I saw about 50 to 60 names on there of people just doing different work. And this brother right here is doing a minimal of a 15-man job, a minimal. So I got to thank him for that. And, you know, once you guys come out in New York, you guys definitely, you know, you build with Saladin. This guy has a lot of knowledge behind the camera. He's also deep into the health and the vegan stuff as well. He's really solid, solid brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure I drop that payment off in your account, man. Thanks for the props, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I appreciate platforms like this. This platform is really great, and I just wanted to call in and just drop my 2 cents. But as you know, I'm going back to work, so I just wanted to say good looking, brothers, and stay up.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Peace, brother.
Peace. Appreciate it, bro.
Peace, guys. Peace.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Shalom.
All right. We got 1 minute left, y'all. Any other closing remarks, anything else y'all need to say before y'all get on up off of here? Give them the dates, the times, how much they need to have.
Yes.
I believe it was $10. Make sure y'all have your $10
at
the door, y'all.
Brother, Insight
you know,
will be at the door. So
remember,
don't be
the brother already said,
in.
Y'all be thinking that everything is free.
Right, right. Black people, we spent $1 trillion last year. Money is not our problem. We ain't got enough money. We just need to learn how to direct our money. So don't come at the door. I'm going to be at the door. Me and sister going to be at the door. Don't come in. Can you get the $5 holler? That's not going to happen. It's going to be $10. Y'all go see Spider-Man and X-Men and all that for $15 and $20. You can spend $20 with your brothers. Come support this film. 7 o'clock. The doors will open up at 6 o'clock. You'll be able to get a good seat, get comfortable, get ready to watch the documentary because we start at 7 on the dot because we can't be in there all night. So make sure y'all tell a friend or relative. Y'all come on out. The kids get out of summer camp. The folks get off of work between 5 and 6. Y'all come on down and see us, man. Support this film, man. Dr. Laila Africa, Dr. Ari Latham, Dr. Ali Mohammed, Minister Inchi, Sister Abundance, Dr. B. Serious, Coach East. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be powerful, man. Make sure y'all get there. Harlem, USA, we in the building this weekend. It's going down.
All right. Brother Fahim, you got any closing remarks?
All I can say is I enjoyed all you boys tonight.
Yes, sir. Boy, we appreciate
all that good science on me. Yeah, about diet and health and holistic health. Keep up the good work, brothers.
One thing.
Make sure you say it. All right.
One thing.
The God has got something to say right quick. Hold on.
Peace, everybody. I just wanted to remind everybody June the 28th and June the 29th, we'll be having Indigenous Cosmic Golden Ray Order of Melchizedek, which is an ancient Peruvian healing initiation. So we're really excited about that. So mark your calendars, June the 28th and the 29th, and the location will be at 2188 White Oak Road. That's in Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, North Carolina, 28448. It is 144. You will get certified, and if you want to, you also will be fed. If you want to, you can save money and stay on the land. There are 2 tents that we do have on a first-come, first-served basis. So we're really excited about that. Y'all check it out. On the website, it's dralimelbay.com, and that's dralimelbey.com. All right, peace and honor. Was you about to say something, L?
Yeah, real quick. My radio show, The Insightful Hour, is normally every Sunday from 6 to 8, but we're doing a special show on Saturday night live from New York. When we touch down, we're going to have some of everybody on there. Abundance, Inky, Coach E, Dr. Ali. It's going to be everybody in the film. We're going to be all building together, eating, relaxing, and enjoying each other's company. So make sure y'all call in to the show on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. 619-393-2813, 619-393-2813. So it'll kind of be like a continuation of tonight's show, talking about the film, getting people motivated and amped up and getting them to come out Monday night to support the film. So thank you, Sister Kadira. Thank you, Dr. Aileen, for allowing us to be on the show tonight. I really appreciate that. And
I
honor you guys. Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all, brother.
All right, brother. L, you take care. Y'all be good. Peace and blessings. We'll see y'all.
All right.
No, right now. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you greatly. Much appreciated.
Peace,
appreciate everything. Appreciate everything.
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Peace.
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 All right. As my wife stated, no doubt, make sure that y'all check us out. That's June 28th and 29th. here in North Carolina. We will be having initiations into the indigenous cosmic honorary order of Melchizedek. You will learn the Peruvian healing techniques. You will also learn certain forms of Qigong, Tai Chi, as well as also various arts of Reiki, such as Tibetan Reiki, Shekin Reiki, as well as also Wuxi Reiki, as well as also Kundalini activation and the bringing about of the 12 strands of DNA, as well as also Makaba techniques, how to activate your Makaba, as well as also, we are having a sweat lodge, all right, an authentic indigenous Native American sweat lodge as part of the initiation. So make sure that you bring your sweats because you will be sweating rather hard in this initiation. So come on out, check us out. We will be doing it up, you know what I mean? So once again, for those interested, 910-364-9099. Give us a call.
One, two.
And we out.
One, two. So you can hear me? One, two. Turn me up. I've been a threat since Benetton, gazelles and valleys, the icon and graffiti in the Brooklyn alley. Touch hearts of the pharaohs in the Egypt valley. My engineer can't see me cause the roof is cloudy. Still rowdy even though we in BMs and Audis. Looking like black Saudis and black Denalis. I'm a terrorist attack when I get on the track. If I'm riding shotgun, I need one in my lap. I adapt to any habitat, a BK desert rat. It's war that we sending back bodies and gas. Put up the white flag, homie, it get worse than Iraq. We know the CIA game was the frame of some crack. So each bar's more dope, heroin in my pen. Got a Marvin back robbing, head nodding again. Who you shit on to get on top can make it pop in the end. Who's a flop and what's hot, got you locked in the gym. Tell Jacob I spit jewels, I could drop him a gem. And if you looking for a diamond, I can hook him with Tim.
I'm hip-hop before Sugar Hill signed the deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. It was real when Ku Herc worked the wheels of steel. Now we bring the game back into the New York film. I'm hip-hop before Sugar Hill signed the deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. I'm hip-hop, since EPMD, you got some chill. I'm hip-hop, Beastie Boy, life is for ill.
I'm Christopher Wallace, from Street Knowledge, Apostle of the Project. Speaker box with a G-pack, stuffed in a G's closet. I'm tenement buildings, cement streets. I'm British walking, I'm stuck marks on your brand new Elise. 5% nation, the guard bodies greeting with peace. I'm raw like Kane, my lyrics are former solid rock. Spitting hotter than 86 on drug-infested block. Last photo of Pac before his Beamer got shot. I'm the Queen, one man supreme team, triple beam dream, microphone cream fiend, top five dead or alive, I'm so amazing. 2-5 coaster, no sir, part of this culture, the game ain't over. I'm the truth fool, war report illegal life, sick you, against all odds, not the ordinary shit you used to. I'm see murder before the life sentence, predicate felons, homicide chasing niggas, hopping over
fences. I'm hip hop before Sugar Hill signed the deal, before Studio 54 popping pills. It was real when Ku Herc worked the wheels of steel. Now we bring the game back into the New York. I'm
the best, so yes, I guess, suggest the rest, your fest. I'm progress, I'm O-D-Y-Rest, Tretch, Morty Jazz, Jeff Slick, Rick, I'm Doug Fresh, I'm deaf, I'm cannabis, before he met Wyclef, original, I don't fight, I don't need nobody to go strike, Gucci rap, strike the mic, I recite the type of hype that you like, I'm Sweetback, I'm Uptown, Saturday Night, I'm Black Caesar, I'm Rudy Ray Moore, Dolomite, I'm an assassin rapping, I'm Grand Prison Theodore, when he invented scratching, I'm Wu-Tang Killer, the epitome of public enemy, gambling, hustling like moving trigger, be bitter, be bombs, diggity, diggity, dies, literally, I'm pawning the middle with little Italy, didn't do diddly, didn't he, listen to me, I'm all good, I'm hood, I'm Ice Cube before he turned soft and went Hollywood, I'm poetic from grave diggers, I'm ODB, I'm headquarters, I'm Ted Demi, I'm Paul C, if I ain't better than Big, I'm the closest, I'm Richard Pryor before multiple sclerosis, I'm beef, I'm gold teeth, peace, Mantronic, Sensasonic, Symbolic, Vambata, so Sonic, I'm greater chronic, melodic, with logic, Islamic, a poverty, profit, economy, robbery, cock it, I probably drop it, it gotta be honest, the opposite, the novelty, rocket, I heard your hand knock it, I'm honest, throwing your gun, I'm funky, 4+1.
Oh, shit. We out.
Peace.